A lot of different subtopics today, so I want to start with Sif Beis, Shin Yuches Sif Beis. Aleph is really devoted to Maisa Shabbos. Sif Beis a little bit also. In Sif Beis, the Mechaber has a case, Shin Yuches Sif Beis, if he shecht on Shabbos for a choyla, whether he was ill yesterday or whether he was ill today, it's mutter for a healthy man to eat from that on Shabbos. But if someone cooks or does any other malach for a choyla, it's also for a bari or a lechol l'shein bo sakana, because we're choyshesh of shema yarbe b'shvilo. The concept of ribu shirim is a machlekes Rashi ben Aran, where that's an issue d'oraisa issue d'rabbanan. Mr. Brewer seems to say here the ikur is that it's an issue d'rabbanan. I'm sorry, that it's an issue d'oraisa, sifkat and yud gimel. So that's this din, and it's interesting because it has a tremendous nafkemine regarding Maisa Shabbos. Very fascinating. We have a Ramah in Yordaya in Simen Kuf, the end of Sof Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, where the Ramah writes in Yordaya in Hilchos Machal Yakum, he says, Ovik Ochavim that cook for a chol of the Shabbos, it's mutter l'matzoy Shabbos even for a bari, and there's no problem with bishalakum. Tcholkiyah gavne hekeira ika. I think what he means is that there's no problem of chasness, because it's a hecker, it's very clear why you cooked. You cooked for a chol, the goy cooked for a chol, so don't worry about it. On matzoy Shabbos, a bari can eat it, and there's no problem of bishalakum, because it's not a problem of chasness. Now, it's interesting that the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Yudalid, the very next Sifkat, and we mentioned Yigimel, he says also it's not a problem of Bishul Akum, they weren't gozer. So he quotes that in Sifkat and Yudalid, don't worry about it. It's mutter for the bari derived benefit, Motzoy Shabbos immediately, because any Yudi Bishul Hatter, we don't have to wait Bichdesh Yasu. Okay. Comes the Taz in Yordaya, in that Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, and he says, I cannot believe this Ramah, and I'm not exaggerating. He says, this Ramah is based on Ra'ah, but he says, the Rashba in the Mishmer Sabayis says, Chalil V'chas, to allow this. He says, there's no way you should allow it, and he says, if the Beis Yosef and the Ramah would have seen this Rashba, they never would have what? They never would have agreed to this. And he says that it's only mutter for chol beis atzorach on Shabbos. Motzoi Shabbos, he goes back to the Isser, and kol shekein for a bari. And he said it's like similar to a nevela for a chol sheish poskanus muteres on Shabbos. And if he gets healthy, it's aser. Kol tikun rabbanan kein deraisa tikun v'dvarav nechayinim. And we find the din in Yordaya in Simen Kuf Yud Beis, the previous Simen, I think it's Sif Ches. It says that if you have no, you know what pas palter is? A goyish baker. It's all OU. It's all kosher stuff. So we allow pas palter to buy from a business, a baker. We're not afraid he's going to introduce to his daughter and he'll marry her. But to go to a private home, a neighbor who's a goy, and eat, even though it's all OU in there, and they machshered everything, that's also because we're afraid he's going to introduce it to his daughter. So the mechaber has in Kufi Beis Sifches, if you have no baker, he tirulu af balabatim. But that's only if you have no baker. Once the baker returns, the Isser of Pasha Balabais is Chozal Yisuro. So the same thing here. You know, in other words, once Motzi Shabbos comes, Mechitesi, that the Akum cooked for the Chayla, Mechitesi, that a Bari should be able to eat it on Motzoi Shabbos. He says it's very similar. That Sif is Kuf Yud Beis. It's Sif Ches. He says that if there was no baker, then we, you know, bread's a staple. They had to matter it. Yesh mishomer shemak b'shem palter ad natsui klal muta afilu b'shal balabatim. Vein tzarek lahamtan al pas kosher v'chein nogin. But once it returns, obviously it's an isser. So what's remarkable here is that Mr. Brura in Shir Yuches Sifkat Yadal just quotes the din and he says, no problem with b'shalakum. Well, you look up that Ramah, fine, but you look at the Taz there, it's the Chapelo. The Taz says, only according to the Ramah, the Rashba says it's usser. Would be a problem of Bishul Akum. And the Beis Yosef in the end of Shin Yud Ches, I was discussing with Zach before in Seder, quotes in Shin Yud Ches, the very end of Os Beis, I hope you saw it, Beis Yosef, he quotes Aran in a Meseches of Avodah Zarah, on the famous Din Im Sochem, Chafei HaMarafach, Yasa Ravin, Chol Misrapin, Chutz Mi Avodah Zarah, Gid Rai Shvichas Dom, you cannot get any medicinal benefit from the Gimel of Eris. So what happens if a Goy cooks for a Chola on Shabbos? It's Mut Labari, B'motzoi Shabbos. There's no problem with Bishalakim at all, because there's no Shai Chasnas. There's no Shai Chasnas at all. So you don't have to worry about it. And if a Goy cooks, there's no problem with Chasnas. So the Beis Yosef says, Aimless Svarazu Raya. He says, there's no Raya at all for that. There's no Raya for that Svar at all. And therefore, to assume that a Goy is a Mavashal L'chol B'Shabbos, You see that the Beis Yosef here by us doesn't seem comfortable with this far at all. The Taka, there is a problem of what? Of Bishalakim. So it comes out, what emerges a fundamental machlokes when a goy is mevashal letzar chayla b'shabbos, is it mutter for the chayla and the bari lenos from that tafsha motzoi Shabbos? So as I said from Mr. Brewer, he says, no problem. He is going with that Pesach of the Ramah at the end of Yordaya, in the end of Siman Kuf Yud Gimel Yordaya. But there seems to be a steer in the Mr. Brewer. Mr. Brewer in Shin Chaf Ches Sif Katan Gim, Samach Gimel says like this, Achol Hashem Bo Sakana, it's Mutter B'Beshulei Ein Yehudi. And the Mishnah Berurah says, what's left over on Motzoi Shabbos is usher even for the Chol himself. Because it's possible that it could have been cooked Al Yidei Yisrael. Kevin She'efshel Levashel Lo Az Al Yidei Yisrael. It's possible at that time Motzoi Shabbos you could cook Al Yidei Yisrael. So why should you rely on this? And then the Mishnah Berurah adds on, Kalim of Bishul Yaakum need Hechsher, and even Kli Cheres, which is only, this whole thing's only the Rabbanan, you need Haggalah three times. B'dievid, if you're Bishul B'li Haggalah, and it's Rov B'tavshul, it's Mutter. And some are, because there's some sheet that say you don't need it at all. And therefore, Somech Alein Linen Kalim Shabishlu Behem L'chol B'Shabbos Lo Hifsin. But L'chur, there's a stira. There in Siman Shinchav Ches, he writes, it's usher to eat over what was left over, even for the Chol himself. By the Kalim, he says, Mekos Lo Hifsin. L'gabi the Ochlin, though, he doesn't seem to be matter at all. That's smack against our Siman in Shin Yud Ches, that he mattered even for a Bari B'Motzoi Shabbos Miyad. So it seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Will we say it's okay, or will we say not? It's not okay. Like God, this food. So the Sefer Torah Seoletis. Let's offer three different answers to answer this steer. Sefer Torah Seoletis says the following: that the answer to the steer is in Shin Yud Ches is dealing with a chola sheyesh bo sakana. That's why a motzoi Shabbos is mutter even for a bari. Mashenkin and Siman Shin Chav Ches, he's dealing with the Chol Hashem Bo Sakana, and therefore it's usher even for the Chol himself. He's talking about in Perek Lamed Tes, Halachi Yadav, Sefer Torah Seoletis, a Beis Cholim that's Mavashal B'Shabbos through a Goy, for a Chol Hashem Bo Sakana, it's mutter for the Cholim to eat it, it's no problem B'Shalakim. In Motzoi Shabbos, mutter lem la'achlo. But that's only for a Chol Hashem Bo Sakana. Chol Hashem Bo Sakana, on Shabbos it's mutter to eat it, but Motzoi Shabbos, it's not mutter for them to eat these Ma'acholim. And L'chura, this is the answer that Torah Hayoletis gives, but L'chura, it's a Pella, L'may Nafkemina, whether it's a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana or not. Bein Kol V'Kol, it's a Heter Gomer to cook for you, and there's no Isser being done, so why should it be Usser for a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana? You have a Heter, L'maysa, Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana, that Goy's cooking for. What should be a difference? So maybe another answer to this stira could be as follows. The Gon in Os Zion, the Bir Agro and Shin Yud Ches Os Zion says, the reason why the Ramah says that there's no problem of Bishalakum in a case where a Goy cooked for a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana on Shabbos is simply, says the Gon, because it's Lo Shchichi. Bez Yashem Bliya and Hara, a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana hopefully should not be a common occurrence. So therefore, it's no Chasnas. We don't make a Gzera Takana on something that's uncommon. And since it's a Dovers Lo Shchiach, therefore, the Chachamim of Zichron al-Rachwa did not aser Bishal Akum b'chiyai gavna. Lefize, by a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana, which unfortunately is a common occurrence sometimes. The Chachamim did make a gzeira by Bishalakum. And therefore, Lamaisa, you could say that, Lamaisa comes out that that's the difference, that substantiates the first answer. That's the tchiluk between a cholish yesh basakana, a cholish ein basakana. That's one teretz. Another teretz is from the Sefer Tavnis HaShulchan that maybe Shin Yilches the Ramah Lamaisa and Shin Yilches the Mishabur is going on the Ramah that said it was Mutter. That's the Ramah in Yordaya. So in Shin Chavches is going like the Machaber who's Machmer like the Taz. That's another answer you could give. And then in the Sefer Kol Kisvei HaChavetz Chaim, Amud 42, in the Kitzur told us Chavetz Chaim, he says that maybe Shin Yilches is the Chavetz Chaim himself and Shin Chavches is his son that held like the Rashba. And held like the Rashba. Okay. So it comes out that there are three different Terutzim in the theory of the Mishnah Berurah.
He not write the Mishnah.
I'm not sure. This is what he quotes. This is what he quotes. Yeah, I know that the son, but this is what he wants to give an answer. And the son definitely did help him. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that in the what do you think the Machaber holds? Okay, in the Shiari Knesset Agdoila, in the Pirtei Rimzei Dinim of the Beis Yosef, he says Poshup Shat Lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch didn't quote this din. Why didn't he quote this din? L'chura, because it's Aser. And I think that's the impression you get from the Beis Yosef. No. The Beis Yosef by us and Shin Yilches Os Beis, he says no shaykh l'svarazu, and even though and Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef, the Tassid of the Beis Yosef and the Ramah would have seen it, they wouldn't have said that. So it seems like since the Mechaber didn't quote this din, maybe he held Lamaisa that it was considered to be what? It's considered to be Usser. So he quotes the Ksher Knesset Agdola, the Pirtei Rimzei Dinim Shal Beis Yosef because it didn't say Bepshitos Lahater. I don't know, but the Beis Yosef had a tine on it. But he says that in Shulchan Aruch, since he didn't quote it, maybe he held it was Usser. So the Kaf HaChaim in Yordaya writes that the Mechaber held like the Taz, like we just said, and therefore he left out the Ra that was Mekel. And therefore, nevertheless, if the Chol has nothing to eat except this Tavshel, of course it will have to be Mekel. And Legabi the Kalim, L'chachila yesh l'hachmer, to be makshur them. Mekel, the one who's Mekel, not to be magal them, but to use them after Meis Leis, is not Hifshid. If it's a Klicheris L'maisa, you could rely on the Matirim. And, maybe do it three times. If you can't, L'maisa, you do the best you can. And the Levi Yischein says, like the Rashba, Halacha L'maisa, Kedive Rovach Ronim, that it's Halacha L'maisa, Aser to the Chayla to eat, Mashinishal Motzoi Shabbos, also Aser for the Chayla, not just the Bari, Kedive Achronim, and Legabe the Kalim, you can rely on the Ra'ah, because there are poskim that say, anyway, Bishalakim, you don't need Heksher Kalim. And the Knesset Agdoila, that if the goy cooks Beis Hashem Yisrael, it's mutter, because you can rely on the Ra'ah, that a goy that cooks Beis Hashem Yisrael, there's no Isra Bishalakim at all. So that's a very big kula of the Shra Shita. But Lamaisa, that comes out from this, that's the first Mahalik I wanted to get to about this din. It's tucked away a little bit. Mr. Brucha says in one line it's not a problem, but there is a whole Mahalik to say that it might be a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah seemingly in Shin Chavches says it is a problem by a Chol HaShem B'Sakan. If you say that's the Teretz, or there are Shitas L'Maisis going like the Mechaber and the Taz, or like we said, like his son would have written it. But it's important to note this. So Ol Shtikol Mahalach, that's the first Mahalach I wanted to get to. Okay. That's the first one. Second one. Let's begin this concept of Nisar of Maisa. Let's do the second Mahalach. Nisar Meisah Shar Machalim with a Machalim that you did on Meisah Shabbos, and that'll get us into Avro Malach as well, which we're not able to get to. We kept saying we're going to get back to it, so let's put those two together. It comes out that the Magen Avraham, so much in this Siman and Shin Yilches, the Magen Avraham in Shin Yilches Sifkot and Beis talks about this case of a food that was cooked on Shabbos and it got mixed up with other foods. So what do you do in such a situation? Halacha L'maisa. So we know that something can be bought to b'shishim, something can be bought to b'chad b'trei, but we also know there's a cloud davar sheish l'matirin filu b'alef lo batal, something that's usher that will eventually be mutter. So it's interesting that the Magen of the Ramah Paskins in Yordaya in Simit Kuf Beis, the end of Kuf Beis, that something's only called a davar sheish l'matirin if l'maisa it's hutter l'misha nesar. But if there remains one person in the world that will always be usher to, even though it's mutter l'acherim, kegon mevashel the Shabbos, our topic, that's not called the davar sheish l'matirin. Because there is one guy in the world, namely the mevashel, that will be usher to. So when we say davar sheish l'matirin, we mean davar sheish l'matirin mutter for every person, the human beings on the planet Earth. And since this mevashel, it's usher to, you cannot call that a davar sheish l'matirin. Okay, this is the psak of the Ramah. So it's interesting, the Magen Avraham brings up this topic in Shin Yud Ches in Sifkot and Beis, and he is of the opinion that in such a case it gets mixed in that it's not bottle, because we call this a davar sheish l'matirin. We call this a davar sheish l'matirin, and the Chavis Das argues. Chavis Das argues on the Magen Avraham in Os Ches in Yordaya, and he says the reason why it's considered to be good, it's batal, is because Mevashel b'Shabbos b'Mezid, it gets mixed in on Shabbos. For that guy, it's mutter. It's not a davar sheish l'matirin because it's usher for him forever. For other guys, it's usher on Shabbos, and since for them it's a davar sheish l'matirin l'maisa. If the shayla just the chiddush is that l'didei, it's not called a davar sheish l'matirin because l'maisa, the chiddush is l'didei, we don't say it's a davar sheish l'matirin because for other guys it's considered to be a davar sheish l'matirin. We don't say that. But poshut, if the whole shayla is the tavshal klapi acherim, everyone agrees that it's a davar sheish l'matirin. Even the Chavis Das agrees. But the shayla is regarding the guy himself. And according to the Chavis Das pshat in the Ramah, that's not called a davar sheish l'matirim, because l'didei, we don't say it's a davar sheish l'matirim because for other guys it's a davar sheish l'matirim. We don't say that. If the shayla is the tafshal klapi acherim, then everyone agrees that's called a davar sheish l'matirim, because for other guys, l'maisa, it's eventually going to be mutter. So therefore, everyone agrees that that's a davar sheish l'matirim, and therefore, afilu be'alef is lo batal. But l'maisa, the chiddush is of the Chavis Das and the Pshat and the Ramah is that this is not called a davar sheish l'matirin at all. And l'maisa, the raya for the Chavis Das Pshat is that truma, we pass as batal b'meya. It's not called a davar sheish l'matirin. Why? Either Kohen can eat the whole thing. So isn't that called a davar sheish l'matirin? So no, since l'gabi the Yisrael it's aser, it's not a davar sheish l'matirin. So who would denominate legabi the koyin? It's not called a davar sheish l'matirin, and therefore l'maisa you require a davar sheish l'matirin b'chol ha'olam and you don't have it, and that's exactly legabi. That's exactly what the Chavis Das is saying, that even klapi the acherim that is a davar sheish l'matirin mikomokom legabi himself, it's not called a davar sheish l'matirin, therefore it's mutter. So that's the chiddush, and comes along the Magen Avraham and says, I don't believe they're comparable. Why are they not comparable? Because by truma, Eitzel kol Adam, it's not a davar sheish l'matirin. Because by the coin, it's mutter today, and it's mutter tomorrow forever. For Yisrael, it's always usher. But here, legabi the acherim, it's chalan and Hashem davar sheish l'matirin. And therefore, it's mutter, because mutter mutzoi shabbos miyad. Memei legabi the didei, it shouldn't be bald, it should be considered to be a davar sheish l'matirin. And he brings a raya from a Mishnah Bikurim. Mishnah Bikurim Berak Beis, I think it was Mishnah Gimel. Yeah, Mishnah Bikurim. In this arva bikurim aser af lazarim, even though the didu it's a davar sheish l'matirin, but the gabi the kohen is a davar sheish l'matirin. So since they could eat it in Yerushalayim, the mele klapa the zarim it's not baltal and it's aser. Now that's the pshat according to the Bartanura and the Rambam, the Perish Mishnayos. The Rambam says it in Perik Dalachos Bikurim. You look in the Rash, there the Rash has a whole different pshat in the Mishnah. In fact, the Teres Yontif says it. The Tos Yontif says so dochek, he's not even going to copy it. He's not even going to quote it. But he says it's a case of a taruvis. Whatever the case is, the Rash writes beferish, it's not called the davar sheish l'matirin. He argues and says, since it's also lazarim, but he says, mekom yesh lahachmer. But he claims in Lomdus that's not called the Darshish Shlomo Tiber. So all Shtikot Torah, the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham quotes this, is according to the Rambam's Pshat in the Perish Mishnayis, and according to the Bartanur, not according to the Rash. But nonetheless, we have what? We have this major machlokes. And Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham, who says Legabi Shabbos is not bottle, afli didei, L'chura, what do you do with the Ramah? The Ramah said in your day, it's bottle. So the Magen Avraham addresses this himself, and he says, Mukhrachim Lomar, that the Ramah's talking about a case where the food got mixed up on Motzoi Shabbos. So that's Dumi de Truma, the Klapi Didei, it's not a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin because it's Asur what? It's Asur Liolam. The Gam Klapi Acherim, it's not a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin because right now it's Mutter. If you push it to be a case of Motzoi Shabbos, then he says, I understand the Ramah. But if it's on Shabbos itself, that's a different story. How does the Chavis Das get out of the Raya of the Magen Avraham from the Bikurim, from the Mishnah Bikurim? It could be that Lamaisa over there, it's also the Yisrael because by Bikurim to Azar, there's two Yisurim. Eating outside Yishalayim and in Yisr Zaris also as well. And therefore, even if the Yisr Zaris is bottled because of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, but the Yisr Chutz Yishalayim is not bottled because of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, because announced that, Memela, the Mishnah would say that's why the Pshat and Mishnah Kuliyama is Usr. But nonetheless, we have this what? We have this machloikis between the Magen Avraham and the Chavis Das, whether this is bottle or not. Magen Avraham says not bottle, it's called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Chavis Das says it is bottle, and it's not called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sifka and Hay quotes the Chavis Das, and he comes out, he's like the Beis Yosef in the Ramah in your day, it's not called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin because the Mavashal Tam Mutter forever. Mr. Bruce says, Kol Zeh L'Mavashal Satzvel, like we said. But if the Shail is pertaining to L'Acherim, it's clear that that's going to be a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So, L'Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't seem to what? Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot, in the Shartzi, in Sifkot Yud Gimel says, the whole Machloik is that it got mixed in on Shabbos. You want to know whether you can derive benefit on Shabbos, like we just said. But Lekuli Alma, if the Sarab is Shabbos Pasher, Lemotzei Shabbos is Kfar Mutta, Lahanos Lekuli Alma, it's considered a what? It's considered to be Batal then. Kevin Lemotzei Shabbos, Lekuli Alma, Havei Davar Shein Lematirin, it's like a case of what? Truma. So I want you to get those two Nakudas. If the Shail is pertaining on Shabbos, L'Acherim, everyone agrees that it's also a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. If the Shail is already on Motzei Shabbos, then already everyone's going to agree that it's Mutter based on that din. Okay. Now, even though he's not machriya, it seems to be mekel b'zeh yeshloh mislof. That's what it seems from the Shartzi in there in Sifkot and Yud Beis. But I want to just point out that Lamaisa Ravadia has a very interesting shtickle in Svara here. He quotes in the Yaakov Yosef, his son, in Amud Chavches to Amud Lamed Gimel, it's Marech, and it's Haratet Vav, quotes the Sefer Shekhanah Shel Avram, who's machmir, and the Beis Yosef, we said there was mekel, Magen Avraham was Machmir, and he says, I want to be totally on this Shiloh, Machlekes Magen Avraham, Chavis Das, totally on why is Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin Asur? It's a famous Machlekes Rashi in Iran. Rashi in Beis Yosef, Atshot Tocholenu Beheter, Yochlenu Beisr. Rashi has a Lashon, Atshot Tocholenu Beisr, Yochlenu Beheter. Why can't you just wait till Motzoi Shabbos? That's the way Rashi says it. The Ran in the Dorm is a long piece on Daphne Beis. For time purposes, let's just say the Ran has a chiddush. Rabbi Yudah the Tana says that min meminos lo batal. Usually we say like the chum the min meminos batal, but the Rabbi Yudah says min meminos lo batal because he says in order to have a bittul you need a conflict, and one thing beats out the other one. So if something eventually is a davar sheyesh lo matir, means it's usher now. I have a taruvis. Something's usher, something's mutter, but the something that's going to be usher eventually is going to be mutter. So I label that as already being mutter. So mutter and mutter is no conflict. So the Ran echoes the Tana Reb Yehuda in that Svara, and therefore, if you have no conflict, that's why the Ran says Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin Afilu Be'Aflo Batal. So Reb Avadia, his son, wants to say, if you hold like Rashi, then that's like the what? That's like the Chavis Das, meaning to say that Yechlen Bishya Yechakev Yechlen Beheter. What do you mean? According to what? Af Pam is never going to be able to eat in Heter the Mavashal. So if you go with Rashi's mechanics of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, then you don't have this. You don't have that. The svara of, they don't have the mechanics of Rashi, and therefore you're going to come up saying it's not a davar sheish l'matir, and therefore it's batel, and therefore it's mutter. Meaning, don't get confused, right? Davar sheish l'matir eventually is going to be mutter, so now it's usser, a filu b'alflo batel. So that's if you go like Rashi, the Chavis Das goes with the Rashi, whereas the Magen Avraham is working with the Ran that is like min b'mino, because after zman it will be mutter, at least for acherim, and therefore l'maisa we should not what? It's, there's no conflict, therefore you can't say a bittel. That's what he wants to tie it. Interesting shtickle. So what that leads us to is the Balatanya. The Balatanya in Shin Yud Ches Os Dalet has the following lashon. He says, "Im nisar b'Shabbos came at your bol b'yom chalav shem davar shish lo matirin legabe acherim shem lam batal barov chalav shem davar shish lo matirin gam legabe amavashol v'neser lo taruvus hazel yolam." Balatanya Shin Yud Ches Os Dalet. You see from the Balatanya two things. Number one, he passed like the Magen Avraham. Number two, he's cholik on the Shartzin, who said that a Motzoi Shabbos was fine. He says, no, it's not fine. He says, what's your chal shem davar shish lo matir? That's necessarily olam. Will not be mutter Motzoi Shabbos. That's a stunning chiddush. So, lemaisa, it could very well be depend. The Balatanya held like the Magen Avraham and made it's also forever. Mashenke in the Shartzin, who wasn't machria, either like the Magen Avraham or the Chavis Das. So even on Shabbos, it's lo pashit lo maisa, that it's aser. So therefore, it's pshit in him on Motzoi Shabbos, is killed fei v'shari. So it would come out lo maisa, an interesting din, like that. So l'chura, one could follow like this. If you had a tafshal on Eish, and it starts shrinking, shriveling, and you add water on it, then maize it, so it shouldn't cook. Both in that it gets mixed up with the rest of the tafsil, what do you say? What would you say about that? You pour water into the chulim. So it's partial legabi the acherim. You're not going to say it's partial the yisr legabi the heter. It's davar sheish lo matirin. But legabi atzmo, that it's also forever, what are you going to say? According to the Chavis Das, it'll be mutter because you have bittul. According to the Magen Avraham, you'll say no. You'll say that it's usr because we don't say the water is mispartal keneged the heter, and therefore it would be usr. Now, it's interesting, whenever you talk about the notion of bottling or mevatling Maisa Shabbos, I want you to know this machlis. The machlis has been the Prima Godim and the Ksav Sofer. Prima Godim says you need Shishim. Ksav Sofer says all you need is a rov. And L'chru, we should be Chayshish to Shishim in this particular case. But the Oral Avana says he thinks Ladin it should be Mutter. You guys tell me why it's Mutter. Because any Maisa Shabbos, Shaila, that's Shanui and what? A Machloikis, right? L'churi should be Mekel. So he says, why don't you have that? Plus the fact that Yemosef, the Mayim B'Shogeg, came in Shigam La'atmo Shari B'Motsoi Shabbos Miyad, Gam Klape Atmos Adover Shish L'Matirin. He says, though, if you're Yemosef, the Mayim B'Shogeg, could be Fakir, maybe it's Tak Aser. So he says, you look at Reb Shlomo Zalman had, the guy added cold water to the tafshil. What's the din? So he says, according to the Prima Godim, you should require a shishim, it's mutter. According to Ksav Sofer, even a rov, it's mutter. And he seems to be known to like the Prima Godim, they have shishim. And even according to what the Magen Avraham, who holds is not batel generally, maybe here it's different because it became batel kodim shenesar, which we're going to get to. Maybe it became batel kodim shenesar, and the bishul was only after a while. So we'll get to that, God willing. We can talk about the salt. Lamaisa, but it could very well be that this is an interesting shaila that comes up in this machlokes. So you might have this machlokes between the Prima Godim and the Ksav Sofer, but it's interesting, comes out Lamaisa, how you be machri on this. And alright, we'll have to get to that now regarding what? Regarding the salt. So let's get to that now. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Let's get to that now. So that's an interesting machlokes that comes up. Halach lamaisa. It seems like Yishlom Mismoch, if you want to be rely on that Chavis Das, plus the fact what he said about Shonui b'machlokes. Okay. Now we get to that topic that we left over. Let's get to that now. Interesting din. The Ramah, it's in Sif Tes. The Ramah in Sif Tes. Shin Yilches Sif Test. The Ramah writes, "Im Aver V'Nosan Melech Afilu B'Kli Rishon Afilu Al Eish Shavid Yisura Mutter Amaychel Tamelech Batal Agabi Maychel." So a guy's over always seems like memeis it a little bit. So we're talking about in Seder, we learned yesterday, over v'shaw, seems that way. So he says, the melech is batel, the gabbin, the meichel, don't worry about it, there's no problem of Meiser Shabbos. What's the makor of this Ramah? A shibole aleket. Beisos quotes from the shibole aleket, Rabbeinu Simcha, that it's considered to be not a problem of Dover Shishlo Matirin. Why? Because it's the spatel kodem shenas yisrael ebishol. You remember the Gemara had a line discussing this with Zach and Seder, and then amazed that the Gemara says Sricha Milcha Bishula Kibisu de Turi. Remember that line? That salt needs a lot of cooking like oxen meat. So the way that Zach said it over very nicely is that it might need a long time to what it gets absorbed right away. Don't get me wrong, when you put salt on it, you'll be chayav skilo eventually when it gets cooked. But by the time it gets cooked, it's absorbed. And Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that it does something to what to the food. It does something to the food. Concretely, it's hard, maybe hard to describe it. They say that salt is an engine of all the food, and something actually happens. So therefore, Lamaisa, what you have is a situation that a man puts salt in a pot on Shabbos, and Lamaisa, he says, Al melech shenas b'yor ro'atachas mei b'shas, ein ro'atam l'iser. You want to say it's us on Dover Shish Lamatirin? Lamaisa? Ain't it all time? Listen, let me time. Davar shish l'matirin, v'lo mitam sorav v'atam and time of it. So basically, he says it cannot be us based on davar shish l'matirin because it became what? It became absorbed before what? Before it became usher, you know, when it got cooked. Even though it wasn't extant when it got cooked, but it's a type of thing that's the way salt is. So l'maisin, it's not a problem of l'time of it. What's l'time of it? We have a famous call that something that's sharp. Filo bel flow bottle in your day. What about that? It's a spice. A salt's a spice. He says there's a principle called Zev Zeh Geirim. What's Zev Zeh Geirim? The salt you use before Shabbos and the salt used on Shabbos. So whenever you use the principle Zev Zeh Geirim, we pass like the Tana that it's mutter. And both salts contribute, and therefore we assume it's mutter. And that's what the Ramah is based on. This psak of the Shibbol Elek Mashim Rabbeinu Simcha. Okay? Very interesting. So you have no problem with Meiser Shabbos. Why? Because you can't say Davar Shish L'Matirin Filo Bel Flo Batel. Why not? It's a little bit of salt. You put it on Shabbos, you did a terrible thing. It absorbed. So it's not there. I can't talk about Davar Shish L'Matirin Filo Bel Flo Batel. What about L'Taim L'O David? That's no problem because Zev Zeh Geirim. The Mishnah Brewer in Sifkonai and Gimel quotes this Magen Avraham, who agrees with the Ramah Ladina, that the melech is batel. And the Mishnah Berurah adds on, he says, this is by, you know, salt that was made from the mines. Our salt, there's nothing to worry about. It's already cooked. There's nothing to worry about. It's ein bishlach or bishl. There's nothing to worry about. So we're talking about the salt from the mines. Okay. What would you say about spices? So spices, yuchuri, should be a problem, no? The Bir Halacha in Maskim Avram Nasim Melech says, l'chura, at first glance, should be a problem of Davar Shish L'Matirin. Even though you might say, Zev Zeh Geirim is mutter, spices before Shabbos, spices after Shabbos, but there's a problem of Davar Shish L'Matirin. And he says that the Tavlinim usually last. Aval B'Tavlin Zeh Lo Shayach, Yuh Mispashal Mahir V'Nesar Kodim Shenim L'Chabishal. V'Siyim Efshu Shagam Kam Mispatal Kodim Shenesar V'Sar Chiyun. So he says, not so sure. Maybe you could say the same as far by Tavlinim. Maybe. And it wouldn't be a problem. But that's what the Bir Halacha discusses. And he's not in the Sarachim. He leaves it in the Sarachim. Maybe you could have the same idea by salt as spices. Maybe yes, maybe not. Okay. But comes along the Taz. The Taz there in Sifkon Tedvav is Harbe Lachlo Kal Ramah. Taz formulates the principle that Zev Zeh Geirim is only when it's done at the same time. You put a little bit of salt, Erev Shabbos, put a little bit of salt on Shabbos. That's not a principle of Zev Zeh Geirim. Zev Zeh Geirim is both things are working at the same time. And therefore he says, you cannot eat this on Shabbos. You have to wait till after Shabbos. If you put salt, even in a Kli Rishon, L'maisa, he says, not acceptable. Lo matzinu Zev Zeh Geirim rak ima. Oso azman shegorim isra pulaso. Az gorim gam ehet pulaso. Ma sheikin hocha. Spaso tchilu melch shel heter v'asakfar asa pulaso. Rakshinam aspik time is not enough salt, so you put more in. So Lamaisa, the Taz is Chilek Lamaisa, and I want to bring this out. He's talking about a situation where it's Al-Aish, okay? He's talking about a situation, Zach, was Al-Aish. That was the lesson of the Ramah. No. Filu Al-Aish, Shavari Suro. The Ramah is being Mako. The Taz's whole shtickle third is only arguing when it's Al-Aish. If it's not Al-Aish, Lamaisa, one lashon in the Gemara is Mikar Dinu is Mutter. So Poshim Shad is the Taz's whole Nekudu, his Cholik on the Ramah, is when it was Al-Aish. The Ramah said, certainly was even talking about Aish. He said it in Feirish. So Lamaisa, the Taisa Shabbos and Sifkon Lamates has a pell on the Taz. He says, I don't understand the Taz at all. He says, I don't understand it. He says, if you put salt in an Erev Shabbos, right, it gives a little bit of a taste. And then when you put it on Shabbos, it gives a little bit more of a taste. So they are working together. Chronologically, time-wise, one was put on Friday, and one was put on Shabbos. But the bottom line is that what? That's called Zevzei Gairim. They are working together. Your Margish the Tam Yisrael de Tziruf Shneim. What's the din of Sarah Chulin and Sarah Shel Truma? Vein bezek and elchametz, lo bezek and elchametz. You put a little bit of sora of what? Of Chulin, sora of Truma. What do the Chum say? Doesn't make a difference whether the Isser fell in first or whether it fell afterwards. Right? Why don't you say the same thing according to the Taz? Elavoden, what do you see? You see that what? You see that that's called Zevzei Gairim. No matter what. Doesn't have to be time-wise the same time. If the het is nafal tchila, and it's not in maspik l'chametz yafe, then when you add a little l'chametz afterwards, it's machmas the yisr. That shouldn't be called zevzei gairim. We don't say that. We say that's called zevzei gairim. So l'maise, we're defending the Ramah strongly against the Taz. The Taz was a gadol. He's one of the gadol hador. What, he didn't know this Mishnah? So the Maisi Rokeach has an interesting svar, which I want you to get, where he claims, of course the Taz knew this, but when it comes to salt, Lamaisa, what he wanted to say is that what? Is that the melach that you put beheter on Friday afternoon gives a little bit of a taste. And then when you what? And then when you put a little bit of a salt on this on Shabbos, you know what comes out? A third thing. Qualitatively something different. It's not quantitatively like the Taina was that you're just adding on, they work together. It becomes qualitatively a whole new taste. And therefore, in that situation, Lamaisa, you know, that's what the Taz would say. The Taz would say, you know, I hold, Lamaisa, that it's not really Zevzei Gairim. Zevzei Gairim is going to be when it's what? It's when it's, you know, you're adding on, you know, quantitatively, okay, then maybe I hear you, even if it's not chronological at the same time. But when it becomes a totally tam chadash, lamaisa, that's not zevzei gairim, and therefore the Taz, you know, sticks to his gun and has a taina, halacha lamaisa. But whatever the case might be, even though the psak of the Ramah, lamaisa, is against the Taz, lamaisa, this is, you know, even the Taz that's cholik on the Ramah by salt, and he says that that's not considered Zevzei Gairim. What would you say by water? Let's say you have a tafshul that starts shriveling, and a yid adds more water. That's not mavushal, right? To the isser. He puts it into the tafshul, and it gets cooked. So what's the din? We're not going to ask for the tafshul in Tom Zeshni Spatlu, where there's shishim, kodem shish batlu b'isser. In other words, he only argued the taz on salt. Maybe it would be mowed on water, lamaisa. You don't have that din of, you don't have the isser, and it would work, halacha lamaisa. So it would come out that maybe the Taz was only cholik on the Ramah l'gavei the salt, but when it comes to the water, it's mamish min bimino, and there's no tam iser, and it would work. What would work the concept of bittul. So that's what we wanted to bring out here, l'maisa l'gavei this this concept of adding on water. And that's what I said, where the Prima Gadim says you really need what? Prima Gadim says you really should have shishim. And the Ksav Sofer says, Mikar Adin, it's enough to have a rov. And we should be machmer lamaisa, to be chayshish, to have shishim, halach lamaisa. We should be chayshish to have shishim, halach lamaisa. We should try to do that. So that's what comes out from this din of over omalach, tavla, mikderish, agave, esh. Okay. So that finishes that whole shtickle about mixing together and over omalach. Let's get to now this din of, let's get to this halacha of Hana from Shar Malachas B'maisa Shabbos. Okay? Let's get to that. So So it's interesting that, you know, we discussed at great length the concept of the Rabbeinu Yonah, because you're not making a shinui. So I wanted to just add on to this a little bit regarding this concept. It's interesting what would happen, you know, if you opened up a refrigerator on Shabbos, and let's say, talk about a case if a person, Lamaisa, let's say a person brought a key, Beshoge, Besaknesis, for the shul, Derek Rosh Hashanah, and he opened it. So, Lamaisa, what's the din? If he did it Beshoge, you could go in. But what happens if he did it Bemezin? So, Rav Moshe writes in Rechaim Chelik Beis Simenai and Zion, you cannot go in. You have to close up the shul in order to reverse the Maisa Rishon, and then you can what? And then you can open, then the Goy can open it up. That's what Rav Moshe writes. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the Shmiras Shabbos, the Shmiras Shabbos himself, in Pirkei Ches Osnun Vav, says, V'yamotzi the Chayfetz, from Rishas Yochid, Rishas Rab, or Lehefech, Yesh Lahachmir, and not to use that Chayfetz. But if you took a key, and you opened the door, it's mutter to go in. Not a problem. And Ha'ara Resh Memdali says, you know why I don't hold like Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe, it's us to go in the house. And he said, the reason why it's mutter, says, granted the Chai Adam, says, Davar Shem Nishtam and Kosha Hoya. Mikra, then it's mutter to use the item, but Yesh Lachmer. But Lomat Sinu, we never found that we should Aser B'dievid, if you open with a key, the door to go in. That we never found. Like Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if someone opened the door with a stone that was Muksa, would it be Aser to go in the home? So that's an interesting Machloikis, Lomais, I want you to know. Regarding this concept comes out, and then we said that the Ramban, we didn't mention it, but I want you to know this, the Ramban argues on that Rashba and the Ritva that like that Rabbeinu Yonah. The Ramban argues. Mr. Zalman Meltzer in the Chiddushi Ramban and Erev in Horates says that the you're being Nene Mimaisev, and the Ramban holds against that Rashba and the Ramban. He says, even if there's no Shinu and Goof, there's a concept of Maisha Shabbos, no doubt. So let's note that the Ramban, according to Mr. Zalman, argues on this halacha l'maisa. So you have this machlokes legabe Reb Moshe and Reb Mr. Zalman. Now also, he has all shtikl teri yisodi halacha, and Daniel actually brought this up about Borer. If he did Borer, is there a din of Maisa Shabbos? If he did Borer, is there a din of Maisa Shabbos? So again, maybe you're not creating anything. But more than that, I want you to know this Taisus. Taisus in Sukkah Chav Gimel Amid Beis writes as follows. We know it's Asur Mimafis Shumas Mais on Shabbos. What happens if Lu Yitzur you could do it Al Tanai? Let's say it would be Mutter to be Mafis Shumas Al Tanai. So therefore, if it would be Mutter to Mafis Shabbos Al Tanai, Lama Konso Soka Shavar Yitzur B'Dievid. If you can do something Beheter, then that tells me you don't make a Knas. Anytime you're able to do it Yitzur Al Tanai, Smuchach, anything you can do b'derech heter, even if a guy goes in and does it b'isser, we do not konus the guy b'dievid l'aser ramach. That's Taisus Svara. Whether you like the Svara or not, that's Taisus Svara. And I think it makes sense because it's Lamais, it's not as what? The whole point of the Knas is punitive. And Lamais, it's not so bad the thing you did if you could have done it b'heter. We're not going to issue a Knas. And therefore, Lamais, Taisus has this. So it could very well be that Lamaisa, you know, you did your boyer pulse, you did psolus betochol, which was usher for boyer. But the bottom line is there was no shinu beguf. It's not like bishul. Number one, number two, you could have been boyer b'derech heter. Mashenke bishul, there's no shaykh of bishul b'heter, and therefore maybe you could say a swara and you saw the halachas all stickle. There were not going to be osir maisha shabbos on the boyer you did midin hanam imaisha shabbos. And the Iker Ladin is to be Mekel, because the Maisa Shabbos is the Rabbanon, and therefore La Maisa, you could also Ma'arav the Psalms B'toch Ochel again, and kind of undo it, La Maisa. You can kind of undo it. So therefore, in that case, you understand why Halacha La Maisa would be what? It would be considered to be what? It would be considered to be Mutter. Yes, go ahead.
Based on that logic, if you, let's say, did Shehiyah, would you be allowed to eat it afterwards anyway, just because you could have done an algada kedera?
Yeah, but we said Lamaisa because it's Nisr d'Rabbanan, so people are taking it lightly. So you always have that public policy. So no matter what, I would answer. Okay?
But the whole Isser Derabbanan, the whole Isser...
I know, but we say people take the Rabbanan's or make on people's eyes.
No, but I'm saying for Maiser, Trumos and Maisers, it's also only a Din Derabbanan to not do it on Shabbos, no?
Yes, it's only the Rabbanan as well.
So then, since Tosfos applies Isser so to that case, which is only the Rabbanan, why wouldn't it also apply to the case of Shehiyah, which is the Rabbanan?
Right, but the whole Mahus is only the Rabbanan. There's no Shehiyah is a branch of Bishul. There's a Diraisa and there's a Derabanan. So we don't want people to mizalzen the Derabanan. The whole Trumas and Maisa, the whole thing is a halachic tikkun manit. It stands on its own. So that's why it's different. You don't want people to mizalzen in the Shehiyah. They're makban and Bishul minatar, not Shehiyah. I'm talking about when it's of that category. Okay, so let's get to now Hana from a Maisa's Nanikar, halacha l'maisa. Okay? What do we say about that? Okay, let's get to that. It's interesting that, very, very interesting, l'maisa, if someone, you know, and we're going to get to this, would build a house, but you have to destroy the house. So, what do we learn in the Gittin? Hanotei b'shavus, I think it was the Mishnah Trumas. Hanotei b'shavus be mishogi be mezid yakor. So the Biraloche in Shini Chesavav Nasba Achim Sharav Aloche says like this. We've said it over. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that shogig is mutter motzoi Shabbos, and he says the following line though. This we didn't state. Zeu b'chom aloche is the minkar haknas. He says the kenas is by malachas where it's recognizable. Avamoteh b'shabbos, huadin b'zoreya, notein zoreya d'balavach yin yachol lahanos lalter. Takes a long time to what for the seed to get plant, you know, to grow, and this, you know, noteh b'zoreya, shogeg shavu lemezid, d'bishneim sarichim lakor hanatiyah. The kenas makes a lot of sense when it's recognizable. You have a beautiful pot of chulin, I don't eat it. That's recognizable. But by netiyah and zoreya, which you're not going to be able to derive benefit anyway, you know, the whole word is I could theoretically derive benefit right away, and I don't. That's the kenas's nikar. But here it's not going to be nikar. It takes, you know, 3 days at least. 3, 15, 30 days. We mentioned the first day. So what's the hesber? The Hezber L'chura and the Bir Halacha could be one of two svaras. Maybe the first svar is the Kavona of the Bir Halacha is that since the Knas is not recognizable, Memele Yeshara Adarman Atul Yolam, and people will learn that it's mutter to be Noteya B'Shabbos. And the Taisach HaDoshim says this in Maseches Trumas, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. That's the reason why you have to be ochre what you were Noteya on Shabbos, because people might learn it's Taka Mutter to plant on Shabbos. However, the Tosis Yontif there on that Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel and Trumas, says the Chiluk is a following between Noteya and Mevashel. Because Mevashel, it's impossibly ochre to Bishel. You cannot uncook something. No one has ever invented that as of yet. And therefore, we must what? We must find a guy not to derive benefit. At least L'chol HaPonkos don't derive benefit. But Noteya, you can uproot what you did. And therefore, if you can uproot what you did, you're mechuyev to uproot it. Maybe that's the taich. Maybe that's the taich l'maisa, what the taich yontav is saying. And it's yotzim medivreim that everything l'maisa that reviewed a matim on choy shabbos miyankish and mishul b'shogeg, it's because it's impossible to uproot what you cooked. But things that are possible to uproot, you better do it. Like zoreya, like noteya, and l'maisa, it's not mutter mochay shabbos miyad, sarach lak or maisav. And Shlomo Zalman says in Simon Heos Gimel, Tirmasko Gam, that if you cooked up water on Shabbos, Beshogeg, Somach L'Motzoi Shabbos, you better wait until it cools down. Because by your cooling it down, you're being ochre. Remember that? That's again that drush is Aran. Remember that drush Aran we had? That sometimes there's enzymes or this molecule, something, bacteria gets changed once you're cooking. Remember we had that drush is Aran in the beginning, when in the summer? We talk about mine. He's assuming not that way. He's assuming that, you know, you could reverse it. So he says, you must wait. You must wait till it cools down. So let me ask you, if someone builds a house on Shabbos, are you mechuyev to what? Are you mechuyev to get rid of the house? Turn down the whole house. Tear it all down. We don't find in the poskim like that. We do find in Resh Mem Gimel Siv Gimel that a house that was built on Shabbos, you can't go in. But it doesn't say Shulchan Aruch, you got to tear it down after Shabbos. It does say in Resh Mem Gimel Siv Gimel, you can't go in. But it doesn't say you have to rip it down. So the Kilis Yaakov, Chelik Beis Simon Zion. I think he's referring to the Stipler, I think, or the other Kilis Yaakov, I'm not sure. He says, the reason why you have to be oker than the Tia is because your planting on Shabbos, whatever things added on after Shabbos came from your koach and a tia on Shabbos. Shir mechuyev to be oker kadesh lo ilu masa legadlo. Your mice of Shabbos is contributing to something, you know, something that is what? Something that continues to be grown. You built, however, when you build a house, why aren't you mechuyev to rip it down? Because the surah of it, was done. What was done was done. So the mice, you know, it's not contributing to what I built. It's not growing. The house is not growing bigger. However, according to Tosis Yontif and that Tosis Chadashim, Sarach Beer, according to that Tosis Yontif, who said, you know, Lamaisa, you know, the whole word is you can what? You can undo it, Lamaisa. Well, you can undo it. Tosis Yontif, you can undo it. That Tosis Chadashim, people might learn it's what they're built. Why, Taka, don't you have to tear it down? So, the truth is, Rav Shlomo Zalman is mistopic there, Simon Heos Gimel. If you build a house or dug a pit on Shabbos B'shogeg, are you mechuyvin Motzi Shabbos to tear it down or fill it up with your dog? He taka as the suffix. So what's the pshat? Interesting shayla came up in the Mishnah Halachas, Rav Menashe Klein, Sefer HaZnidru, Rav Binyamin Zilber. Someone taped on Erev Shabbos, he put a tape on through a timer. He wanted to hear the Rav's drasha, so he put a tape on and went on Lamaisa, and it listened to all the drushas and the tefillas. Is it mutter to derive benefit from that tape that was done on Shabbos? So in the Sefer Mor Shabbos, he writes, L'chur, that's the dinim of the Tehav Shabbos. You can erase it. It can last for many days. The knas will not be recognizable, which you're not being nene, because anyway, it's what? Anyways, it's also to what? It's to tape it on Shabbos. So in what sense is it going to be what? Recognizable. So the Mora Shabbos writes, he says, according to Shlomo Zalman, maybe there's room to be mekel. Because Shlomo Zalman says, the efter the ikonami lispukish lo omrim tape Shabbos yakor el miyad shehefset en koka godl. You can replant it immediately. After a long time, it's a huge tree. So it could be you might lose the drasha, you might lose the tefila of how to do it. So it might be a terrible thing. So maybe there's good reason to say you could listen to it. You could listen to it. If you erase the tape, you might mafsin a lot. And maybe you're not mechuyev to erase the tape. Maybe that's why I'm going to rip the house down, because it's a tremendous hefsid. Maybe you could be machalik and say, lo yafsid yosim mashal lo kodim shehuklin. Nimshal lo yafsid raket shahaklotek shehuklin b'shabbos. Maybe the tape, though, what are you losing? You didn't have it before, and now you don't have it afterwards. Mashem and oteya, you lose all the saplings, you won't be able to use them at all. Maybe there's room to be machalik. But it's an interesting concept that comes up, Lamais. Okay. Let's begin now. The last top subtopic, Hanaf from the Goy, Halacha Lamaisa. Hanaf from the Goy, Halacha Lamaisa. What do we say about that? So, it's interesting that it comes up, interesting Shiloh. You know, the Shulchan Aruch paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And the question is there a notion of Bechdei Sheyasu? When a goy did a malacha, and you want to derive benefit from it. So Rashi and Chulin said, what is the svara of Lahamtin, Bechdesh Yasu, and the Bahag and the Ramban and Chulin say the same thing. So they hold, the lo nante hano mi aveir. If we matter miyuzo mo tishabes miyad, comes out ho'ilu lo ma'isav haroim. The bad actions derive benefit. So the Tama Isolanos Mesha Shabbos, according to Rashi, is so we don't want him to derive any benefit, so therefore we wait B'chnei she'asu. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam l'maisa has no requirement of b'chnei she'asu. According to Rambam, you can eat it beinu ben achir miyad. What's the Rambam hold? Rambam holds the isser is of maisa Shabbos. Again, what is the isser of Hanoah on Shabbos? According to Rashi is, we don't want him to get any benefit from his chil Shabbos. According to the Rambam, it's a warning that he shouldn't come to do it again next Shabbos. So since the Bishul, Isra Bishul is Chamor, no one is Chayshish for this, and we matered immediately. Mashenkein, Isurim Kalim, like Amir Lenachri, even the Rambam is Maida, it's also Bechdesh Yasu. So again, Machlekes Rashi and Rambam generally by Maisa Shabbos, you need Bechdesh Yasu. However, when it comes to Amir Lenachri, everyone's going to read, you don't need it. Why? Because the Rambam will say this, Yisurim Kalim, people are minimized. And therefore, Chayish is going to come to do it again, it's Kal Be'enav. And therefore, what even the Rambam is masking when it comes to a goy doing an ibichnei shiasa. Generally, the machleish Rashi Rambam lemaisa, what the focus of it is by a Jew that did it. Meila, that'll be masmin to us. Why, if a goy does it, ever agrees you don't need ibichnei shiasa, because lemaisa, and according to, and that's what it comes out. Halacha lemaisa, this concept lemaisa comes out as totally in this machleikis. Whether a goy that does a machloikis, Rashi says you have to wait b'chnei she'asu. The Rambam says you don't need b'chnei she'asu. It depends upon what's the getter adin of the Isra Anah of Maisa Shabbos. If, according to Rashi, you don't want to derive any benefit from the Maisa Maraim, then it should apply even by a goy doing it. Goy did it, Lamaisa. However, if you hold it, the whole point is don't do it next Shabbos, then Lamaisa, you understand that straight up a yid doing it, it's miyat. But the Rambam will agree by a goy, it's a Isser Kal, Amir Lenachri, and therefore we need to tell him it's also they have to wait B'chnei she'asu. Now there might be cases where what? There might be cases the other way, where Rashi agrees to the Rambam that it's Mutta Miyad. Which case? So the Ran says in Shabbos, if you're Mavasu for a Chayla, or Katsus Lo Dalas, Mutta Labari, the Motsoy Shabbos Miyad, Siv Bezmi, which we learned. We don't require what B'chnei she'asu. Why don't we require b'chnei she'asu? Because again, l'maisa, we only require b'chnei she'asu when a guy was a chil Shabbos, whether it was shogir or mezi, but a vaso b'shus. It's only us out. It's muksur, yarbi b'shvilo. There you don't require b'chnei she'asu. That's what the Beis Yosef says. And that brings us to the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Yom Tov. Chaber, in Hilchos Yom Tov, in Simen Tov Kuf Ted Vav Sif Aleph, Paskins. If a non-Jew brings a gift for a Yid, and they were oranges. Oranges can be detached, and they can be attached still to the tree. Aser aflami shalohuva bishvilu lochla bobiyom. It's aser on Yontav Rishon. Yontav Sheni, it's mutter. It was brought on Yontav Rishon, it's mutter Yontav Sheni. Bechle she'asu, which I guess is a few, you know, how much time it took you to cut it off and transport it. Hagol, says the Ramah Nuchas Yontav, yesh machmirin la'asar and motzoi Shabbos Yontav Sheni. Did I tell you guys there are gedolim? Did I tell you that? I said this in the drasha on Shabbos. There are gedolim that during the 3 weeks, bedafka learn hichos yom tov. Because we want these 3 weeks to become yom tov. I don't think I said it on Shabbos in the shul. We want these 3 weeks to become a yom tov. They're 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Hoshana Rabbah. They're 21 days between Shivasa B'Tamas and Tisha B'Av. We want it to be a yom tov. And they tackle what? They learn hichos yom tov. Oh! We have 2 days in hichos yom tov. 2 days in hichos yom tov, the Mechaber. Mechaber Ramah. Ramah says, no, you have to be machaber to Motzoi Yontav Sheni. So the Bir Halacha quotes there, B'Shem Halacha Mishnah, that this machlaikis, the 2 days Mechaber Ramah is telling the machlaikis, what? Ramam Rashi. Beautiful. Plugs in beautifully. The day of what? In the day of that says, Mutter Motzoi Yontav, the Mechaber holds like Rashi. That the whole reason why this is on Maisa Shabbos is because why? Is because Lamaisa. What, you know, you're going to learn from the Maisa Maroim, you're deriving benefit from the Maisa Maroim. We don't want him to get any benefit from the Aver. So, Mimanav Shach. What's Yontav Sheni? One day was for sure Chol, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifka and Ches. If the first day was Kaddish, now it's Chol. And it's enough, B'chdei She'asu. And if the Rishon is Chol, the Malach was done to Heter. And I shouldn't have to wait at all. So, the first day of the Mechaber holds like Rashi. Whereas the second day of, who holds you have to wait till after Yontav Sheni? Holds like the Rambam. The whole reason is he might come to do it again. So if we matter on Yontav Sheni, On level to Yantav Rishon, he might come to do it again to prepare for Yantav Sheni. And therefore we have to ask it all the 2 days. So it comes out, Lamai said, very good. These 2 days, Mechaber Amoz, Machleis Rashi and the Rambam. Usually the Mechaber is like the Rambam. Here the Mechaber is like Rashi. Lamai said, okay. But this is what Lechem Mishnah says. It's a bit of a Pella, not just because of what I just said, that the Mechaber usually holds like the Rambam, but you should ask it yourself. Nuzak, what's the Kasha? What the Mechaber Paskin by us? Shun Yuches Sifalv. Like the Rambam. He doesn't require what? So in Ichlus Yom Tif, we set up the Lechem Mishnah, the Mechaber holds like Rashi. Ichlus Shabbos is holding like who? It's holding like the Rambam. Not just I just said he's going against the Rambam. It's Mamash Astir. So, the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph of Paskin, that if you're Shachach V'Shoha, if the Tavshos Mevushal called Tzarko, even Stamik Miafalo, it's good. Yes? If it wasn't what? Mevushal called Tzarko, it's also until Motzoi Shabbos. What did Mishnah Berurah say in Sif called Lamed Beis? Quoted the Machlekstin who? The Goes Ashri and the Rambam? Do you need Bichleshi Yasu? Do you have to wait? The Goes Ashri says yes. Prima Gunam argues and says no. Lamaisa, the Rambam says you don't have to. What's the Machlekes Talion? What's the Pshat in the Rambam? Shehi on Erev Shabbos is an Isser Kal. According to the Rambam, Sarach Lahamti Bichleshi Yasu, like Amir Lenachri. It's very similar. Here, though, it's an Isser Kal B'Shogeg. It was Shachach V'Shah. Yesh L'Falpel, are we choshes that that's going to happen again? Do me to what Amir L'Nachri B'Mezid. The Prima Gadim said, we're not choshes because it was B'Shogeg. Mashen Kein, the Goes Ashri, says, no, we are choshes, going to happen again. Me'ata, if that's the case, you could ask Apel on the Prima Gadim. Because the Mechaber said another Sif, Reish Nun Dalet Sif Ches. What did the Mechaber say? You're not allowed to fill up your pot with all these muffins or lupines. Asisios, turmisin, kidneyous things. Whatever a lupine is. And you put it in the oven. If you did it even mishogeg, it's also motzoyish. Ad kidei shiyasu. There it is, in the Mechaber. Ad kidei shiyasu. Bishlama, according to the Goes Ashri, you have to wait because Yasu, even if you hold the Rambam, even if you say the Mechaber holds like the Rambam, because we don't want it to be cow in someone's eyes. But according to Prima Gadim, Lamaisa, why does the Mechaber say because Yasu? He's talking Mishogeg. He's also talking Mishogeg. And the Prima Gadim said that you're not choshes if he was Mishogeg to Mechlesh Yasu. So maybe the word is like this. Let's get it. This is the Sefer Or Levana wants to say. Can answer this theory in the Mechaber. The Magen Avraham and Sif Beis, even according to Rashi, that you don't require Bechdesh Yasu in a case with the Yisrael's Bishul B'Shogeg. Milsalo Shchicho L'Gozumir Abonim. Even according to Rashi, you require Bechdesh Yasu, but in a case of Shogeg, you don't require it. So the Mechaber in Shin Yuches going a little bit of Rashi, right? He's going a little bit of Rashi, and therefore in Simen Tov Kuf Tet Vav in Chos Yontov, he passes like Rashi. The Nachri did the Malacha, and therefore you have to what? You have to do, you have to wait with this Yasu. So Mele is no steer. Mele is no steer at all, Lamaisa. Comes out, Lamaisa, very good. And then Mele, you can answer the Kasha on the what? On the Prima Godim, because Shia B'Shav Zisr Kal, maybe you could say, V'chiyah Gavin Rashi, you have to wait with this Yasu. Even if Yisrael did it, do me the Hechad Yisrael, Yedei Nachri. Shulchan Aruch Reish Nun Dalet therefore says he didn't Shiasu because he passed like Rashi, not because he held like the Rambam that even Mishogi you have to be Mamtin Bichdei Shiasu. No, not like that at all. Not like that at all. Mashen Kein Lamaisa, everything that the Prima Gadim said was what was Bedas the Rambam, not Bedas Rashi. So maybe would come out Lamaisa very good. Lamaisa, now you can answer all these kashes. There's no steer in the Mechaber, and he answered the kashes in the Prima Gadim. The problem, though, with this is the following. The Beis Yosef doesn't hold like the Magen Avraham. Right? Remember we said he was a Beferish Machlokes Rashi and Rambam? If Yisrael is a Beshogeg, and second of all, the Shulchan Aruch, if the Shulchan Aruch holds like Rashi, why in Reish Nun Gimel does he not write explicitly Bichdeshiyasu. Reishon and Gimli doesn't write Bichdeshiyasu. Why didn't he write it explicitly? Should have written it explicitly. So you have to say a whole new shtickle, Lamaisa. You have to say a whole new shtickle to friend for this Mechaber, which I want to begin shir with. Tomorrow we have to mention different examples of Hanah from Mice of a Goy. Then we got to go to, so we'll begin shir with your friend for this Mechaber. And also we have to do the Gadya, we have to do the Sugya of Reish Nundal about the sheep, about the Gadya, you know, how they cook the God and locking up the door, North Petit. So a lot we have to do. Okay, we'll stop here. Jake, you say the Chabur David Shem on showering. On Shabbos and Yom Tov? Great. Right after Mincha, yeah? What'd you say?